By law, families can have their children taken away if there is evidence of abuse and neglect. But what is abuse and neglect? On this week's edition of You and the Law, attorney Jennifer Sturgeon is here talking about what that means. You do a lot of legal work in abuse and neglect. What are abuse and neglect?
Well, abuse and neglect proceedings are something that takes place in Erie County Family Court and all family courts across New York State. What happens is the Department of Social Services, a CPS worker, a child protective worker, will file a petition in family court. And they may ask simply for supervision so they can monitor a situation, or they will ask to have the child removed or children removed right away. In order to have children removed, you have to show that there's an imminent risk of harm to the child's health, well-being, and that sort of thing. There are different standards for neglect and abuse. When we talk about abuse, we're usually talking about things that involve physical trauma. A good example of neglect would be something like educational neglect. A parent isn't sending their child to school. They're not making sure that their children go to school. Children aren't having their educational needs attended to. If we have children who have special needs and require an IEP, which is an individual educational plan, and parents aren't following through with that or making sure that those services take place, the CPS workers may file what's called the petition for abuse or neglect.
To many people, abuse would mean, I don't know, using a belt on someone for discipline. But there are people and social groups who believe in physical discipline.
That's true. And another example of corporal punishment or physical discipline would be spanking, having your child stand in a corner and hold their arms outstretched with books. Those things are all corporal punishment as well. Article 35 of the penal law allows parents or caregivers or other guardians to use certain types of corporal punishment that is appropriate to restrain or discipline someone under certain circumstances, and that includes children. It is a defense to child endangerment, and it is a defense as well in family court proceedings. Really, what we look at in family court is the harm to the child. A simple spanking will likely not get you an abuse adjudication or a neglect adjudication. Repeated beatings with an object like a spoon or a hanger or that sort of thing, or burns, burn marks and that sort of thing, those are all abuse and neglect types of situations.
The statistics in the city of Buffalo for the public school system suggest a lot of kids don't show up. Now, if it's kindergarten, you have to think the parents may have something to do with it. If it's high school, the kid just, you know, stops halfway along and stops to play video games in an arcade or something like that. How do you decide that the parents are at fault if the kid doesn't show up?
Well, the city of Buffalo school system will actually call. My daughter is in the city of Buffalo school system, and if she is tardy or she is absent, there will be a phone call that gets sent out letting you know your child was tardy or was absent. In fact, I can look online and see every time my daughter was late for her classes. So we have a conversation when she comes home and she has to explain why she was late for math that day. If a parent doesn't have access to those types of resources, they might not necessarily know that their child didn't make it to school, especially if you have high school age children or teenagers and a parent leaves before the child goes to school, if the parent needs to go to work and the child leaves after them, they might not know that their child isn't making it to school or is cutting class, especially if they don't have access to the internet so they can check and see all those tardies. Part of the problem that we run into is children after a certain age don't have to keep going to school. So parents might come in on an educational neglect, and that might go away later on because we put the child in a GED program or that sort of thing. There are programs available to assist parents. The Rise and Shine program is one that comes to mind that assists parents with getting their kids to school. They will actually go to your house. They will help you get your child out of bed. Teenagers can be very willful. And if you have a loss of control over those teenagers, they will help you get those kids up and running and bring them physically to school and make sure they get there. And then they will pick them up after school and bring them back. They can also help with after school programs, programs before school, and all of those sorts of things.
On this week's edition of You and the Law, attorney Jennifer Sturgeon has been here, and we've been talking about abuse and neglect. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.